Atzmaut edition, special edition for me to be with such a wonderful crowd who respects Torah and has come to allow me to give the shiur. I want to dedicate the shiur, as I do every year, for a hodah to the Ribbono Shel Olam, for my son Avishai Leib Hartstein, then Sarah Rivka, who the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us a great nes a number of years ago, roughly 7 years ago, during this time of the year, specifically right now, he went to the hospital with a very serious illness. And at the Chasdei Hashem, we were sitting in the hospital and in Hadassah in Keren, and mistakenly, the head of infectious diseases came into our room. Mistakenly, there's no mistakes in life. And as she turned around to say, "Sorry, I'm in the wrong room," a intern doctor said, "Wait a minute, you're the head of infectious diseases. Look at this child." And she looked at my child's face, who had blotches all over it, and she did what any good doctor would do. She started taking selfies with my little 6-month-old, recognizing that it was a disease she had never seen before, something called SSSS, skin discolor something syndrome. It is a flesh-eating disease. If not treated within 24 hours, Rachmana Litzlan, I don't even want to say what would have happened. And it was that and the Tehillim that I asked the yeshiva to say. It was 9:25 when we heard the bad prognosis of what it could possibly have been. And at 9:46 is when this wonderful doctor walked in and saved my son's life, amongst other great people like his doctor, Dr. Rosen, the doctor, Dr. Finkelstein, who saw him, and a bunch of other doctors. I'm not including the doctor who misdiagnosed him and almost killed him, but other doctors really, in obviously, Ani Hashem Rofecha, the month of Iyar, is the month where Hashem promises us to send Refuah and Yeshuas, and Hashem really did. And for a person not to recognize Hashem's great Yeshuas, so I try to do that with a little mashk, with a little food, and certainly the most important thing, the learning of Torah. So our Avishai should continue to have arichas yamim v'shanim and be a wonderful nachas to us. He's a little kid now, but we actually just came from parent-teacher conferences where he received a great report. So he's going on to only good things. And you know, as the Sephardi teacher's like, Avishai, who Talmud Chacham? You know, he's like, a little kid, but okay, fine. I also want to remember today, as we'll be discussing in this, by the way, we didn't start the 20 minutes yet. I wanted to mention today the very difficult, I hope you all realize the difficult number of hours that we've had over the last 72 hours, barrage of rockets shook us up, which we'll discuss in a moment here in Beit Shemesh with an Azaka, the four people who were killed, Akidish Hashem, we should remember them, Latova, Moshe Agadi, Moshe Fader, a Bedouin, Zaid Al-Mahmada, and Pinchas Menachem, Fish Vazaman, who was a guy from Muncie, who had come here, lived here in Beit Shemesh, Levaya was last night. He was going to Meiriv in Ashkelon, and died Al-Kiddush Hashem. This has been one of the worst number of days that Israel has had in rocket attacks. Generally, this doesn't happen. So it's very, 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 very sad. And we should recognize that. So, Sunday morning comes. We all, I'm not going to ask where you were at 3 p.m. But almost all of you heard the siren. I know one person here who didn't. And so if you heard the siren, you were probably, I was sleeping. And I hated Hamas, but I hate Hamas so much more because they took away my Shabbos nap and I couldn't fall back to sleep. It was very bad, but Hamas did allow me to say Pirkei Avos. I reminded myself, and I said I couldn't go back to sleep, so I was able to finish the first parak of Pirkei Avos. I'm either a parak behind or not. But in any case, we were there, and for the first time, I'm sure, you know, you don't have to admit it to me now, you probably were a little nervous to hear the siren. And unfortunately, my kids were out playing, my younger children, and I can't describe to you the difficulty of that. And they ran in. Everybody went into the mamad, and they realized their father was sleeping, and somebody ran up to get me. Baruch Hashem, you have a minute and a half. And it was a very, very troubling time. It's Shabbos. You don't know what's going on, right? You're not checking, hopefully. You're not checking your phones. You have no idea what's happening in Israel. It's very scary. At about 5 p.m., people saw planes, so we knew that something was going on. Planes don't generally fly on Shabbos for no reason. So in this difficult time, we had the azaka. We felt it a little bit. We were margish. Nothing like people in the south. So the next morning, Sunday morning comes, and after davening, it's Rosh Chodesh, and after davening, one of the rabbis gets up and he says, he happened to be not the rabbi of the shul I was davening in, but a rabbi of another shul, and he says, with all due respect, I think we should all stop for a moment and say a perek tehillim, because he said a perek tehillim, and I had actually been thinking about it, and I went to him and I said, I just wanted to give you a big yashkoyach. Yashkoyach to you for saying that I got the whole zebra. And he says, Atodema, you want to hear something? I think the greatest thing that ever happened to Beit Shemesh was the siren that went off at 3 p.m. on Shabbos. Azai chutzpah, I was saying, wait, this is so controversial. My wife would be very upset. My two children wouldn't sleep on Motzi Shabbos because they said that they thought they heard something. I heard something. Right? We went to sleep at 3 in the morning because none of my kids wanted to go to sleep. They couldn't. They were scared. Anything they heard, there was a siren. I know you 18, 19-year-olds also, but my kids are, seven, so like... And I thought about it. I thought it was so offensive what he said, and I actually think he was right. Because we were finally margish it. We finally felt what it means. And you, excuse me for saying Americans, we should all not have to hear it ever again. Right. But you Americans heard it, and you understand now what's going on. And your little parents probably, they called, oh my God, my son heard a siren, Nebuch Lo Aleini. Okay? How what would happen? I know there were a few guys on Yom HaShoah also that thought it was a siren. I get it, okay? What do we learn from this? So I know that in America the parsha is Kedoshim, but we are Eretz Yisrael Jews. And in Eretz Yisrael we'll be reading Parshas Emor this week. And in the middle over there, all of a sudden it introduces to us V'chi tizbachku zebach toda l'Hashem. We're talking about the Korban Toda, which is so apropos for me, because that's exactly what I'm speaking to you about my son Avishai. Avishai is Hashem's gift. We named him, Avishai is my father's gift. We actually named him that, because we had greater Hodah to be able to have the zchus of having two children here in Eretz Yisrael, was very special. Our first one's name is Yehonatan Hashem Natan. We have Baruch Hashem five kids, but our last two kids, Yehonatan Hashem Natan, God gave us the gift. And Roi, named for Roi Klein, and Hashem Lo Roi Lo Yichsar, that He has put us on this path to be able to zchus of making Aliyah. And Avishai, whose second name Lev, is actually named for Liba. My wife's grandmother was a very big focal point in our lives as well. But Avishai, Hashem's gift. Because the Gemara tells us in Brachos on Daf Nun Dalet, Amud Beis, Amarav, Yehuda Amarav, Aber Tzrichim Lahodos. We all know this. We say Birchas HaGomel. I'm traveling all the time now, and people make fun of me. Are you saying Birchas HaGomel? How can you do that? Come on, plane travel is so easy. We just saw the plane yesterday in Moscow went on fire. People, Nebuch Lo Aleinu, died. There was a lot of foreign people on that plane. The Gemara in Brachos tells us you have to give Hodat Hashem. Umi Shahaya Chovesh Betav Yisurim, for example, Yordei Haman, we know all these things. And that was what the Korban Toda was. Yishonim Arvah Sugei Korbanot. There are four types of Korbanot. There is the Korban Ola, the Korban Chatas, the Korban Asher, and the Korban Shlomim. Korban Shlomim Eino Korban Al Chet, El Korban Sheviya Adam Shebikesh Kiviyachal Lishtatef Makadosh Baruch Hu. I want you to be a part of Simchato. I have a simcha. I didn't do anything wrong. I want to thank you, Hashem. Bal korban kibel atabasar, hakoin mekabel sabasar. You give it out. You get some to eat. You get some shawarma, right? The kohen gets a little bit of shawarma. Ve'ashar nishraf ala mizbech kiviyachal. This is your portion, Rabbeinu Shalom. Everybody's part of this korban, and that's the korban toda. It's really a korban shlomim. Why? Because everybody takes part of it, but it's even more extreme. Why? Because a korban shlomim has to be eaten nachal shnei yamim v'layla, but korban toda, you have one day, yom v'layla. How are you going to finish all this? And it has to have a lot of different, not just the basar, but you got to have the lafa with it, with the delicious shawarma. How are you going to finish all this bread? You know what the answer is? You can't. Even you guys can't. It's more than papagayos. What do you have to do? You have to invite a friend. You have to invite a lot of friends. And all the friends come to Yerushalayim getting all this free, delicious shawarma in the lafas. This is the way I'm picturing all this. And they're there, and they're like, by the way, why'd you invite us? I want to tell you the story about Avishai Leib, how he was saved. And they start to hear the story. The Korban Shlomim that you're bringing is different, because that was more possibility at 2 days. But a Korban Todah had to bring Lachmei Todah. That's why we don't say, it wasn't brought on Pesach. We don't say Mizmor L'Sodah like we say every day. Kisha Adam Hevi Korban Shlomim Hu Ki Mikabel Harbe Basar. A lot. And there has to be people here. Says Rav Shimshon Pinkus. Ka'asher Hashem Oseh Chesed Im Adam Alav Lifarsem Zot. You have to publicize when God does something good to you. Zed davar chashuv ma'od. It's very important. As it says in Tehillim, V'yisapru ma'ase berina v'ramur b'kol ram b'kahal ram am, sorry. L'chein nusach mizmor l'soda ha'ril la'ashem kol ha'aretz. I want to tell everybody about this. L'hodot l'kalish baruchu out loud b'kol ram l'hodos l'farsem b'kol eitz b'kol ha'aretz. We said today in Hallel. When you understand Kishimidabrim, Ela Kodesh Baruch Hu, we speak about Chasidah. Don't be a Koifu Tov. Recognize what we have. Kol Davar, Tov V'Yofi, deserve their own Hodas V'Hal. 4 people dying is horrible. But do we once? Are we margish what they feel? Do we ever thank Hashem for something called the Kippat Barzel? I love the name. The Iron Dome's not as good as name as a kippah. That's what it is. It's on the heads of the Jewish people, trying to save them as much as we can. And do we say, oh, look at nature, look what it built. Nature, no, it's Ribbono Shel'Olam. It's crazy. We need to be awoken by a siren, literally, to say, why am I not thanking you, Hashem? I remember during the Iraq war, before your days, the Scud missiles, 39 Scud missiles hit Israel. People reported Scud missiles bouncing off a shul. They said, I don't understand. One Scud missile falls in Saudi Arabia on a U.S. Army base, Rahman al-Islam, unfortunately, and kills dozens of soldiers. And here, it's a heart attack, but no direct hits. And here, Rahman al-Islam, we lost 4 lives. It's not good. But we have to wake up, lahodos. And that is, Rabbi Yisai, exactly what Yom HaAtzmaut is about. Yom HaAtzmaut is about giving hoda. And it's going to be a strange day for you, because it's going to be the first time that it's not, excuse me for being blunt, something that's kind of staged. Oh yeah, we're going to school today, we're having that Yom HaAtzmaut thing, we're having that the falafel, the crunchy American falafel they call falafel. Well, you guys know now that it's not falafel. And the hummus, that's what it's about. No, you're going to see things you've never seen before, how we praise the Ribbono Shel'Olam. But if you're smart, you'll recognize that not everybody does that, and I ask you to please not go to Ramat Beit Shemesh Bet. But if you were, you would be very surprised that people would act in the way that they do. Says Rav Malaman in his wonderful Sefer, and this is so important. He talks about Hallel. I'm sure a lot of you have read Pidinei Halacha. You should if you haven't yet. On Yom HaAtzmaut. We learned it today. And he says, this is a really bad thing that's happened. He says, "Tzrachim lizaher ma'od," says Rav Malaman. You got to be really careful. Shelo lihiyos koyfu tov laKadosh Baruch Hu. That you're not going to recognize the good that God gave us. Amru chacham kol hamodeh b'niso zocheh b'nisam lo neis acher. I said this a few weeks ago when we spoke about, you could look online, Chabad and Poway, and I said that Rabbi Goldstein beautifully said, "Nisim v'niflos." One nace after another nace happened to us. Unfortunately, somebody had to die, but there were nisim v'neflos that happened. And I use this term, Nisim Gorim Nisim. Just like Mitzvah Gorim, but that's exactly what he says here. The Chachamim tell us, if you're Moda on your Nes, God will perform another Nes for you. But only if you recognize that you had just had a Nes happen. Umineged im lo tot noda, if he doesn't, nirachik nechagula. What a horrible line. Chas v'shalom, he says, if you don't recognize it, you are holding back the geula. And he tells over the Gemara in, what an amazing story, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Daf Salik Dalet, about Chizkiyo. Huyatzadik God of Azokha laharbois, Torah b'Yisrael. Read about him in the Navi. Ubalav Yamim Kashim, Sancheirv wanted to kill him, the Jewish people in Yushalayim. And they brought in the big army. And he fell b'machal on Yushai, he was very sick. And he davened to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, the Muna Shlema. The Asalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Neis Gadol. He got better right away and he was able to kill in one night the entire army of Sancheirv. But Oshusha, ready for this, Rabbi Yisai, Gemara says, B'keit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, La'asoyis Chizkiyo Melech HaMashiach. Sancheirv, go Gomaga. We're done. Mashiach would be here. Eich lo amrashir. Chizkiyo didn't thank Hashem for that wonderful nes that happened to him. He didn't say hallel. Midas Adin comes in front of the Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, what about David HaMelech? He was amazing. He actually wrote hallel. He wrote Tehillim. He gave you Shevach Voda. Nistayim Adavar. I don't have an answer for this, the Gemara says. So quickly they started to sing Shira. It was too late. Says Rav Malam, you see what happens when you don't give Hodah on the Geula? You bring back, you go backwards. Every day we daven, V'sad Neis L'Kabetz Goseinu, V'tal L'Cheinu Meheru Kavetz Yartzeinu, and Hashem actually does it. He brings back those in exile, Mi'abra Kanfo Zaharis, you daven for this 3 times a day. Today, we davened. And you don't thank Hashem? Lo no de lo? That is a machloik, is halal, not halal. That's not what's important here. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik writes so beautifully about this in his Sefer, and he has this gorgeous article where he says, how can you be a koifri tov? You want to tell me there's a halachic debate about halal, halal, with a bracha, not a bracha, tachlin, no? Okay, great. But not to recognize what the day is? Are you crazy? How can this be? The opposite is also true, Rabbi Yisrael. When you see how the reaction is of the world, if you saw the cartoon that I put up, hundreds of rockets, and Israel does one thing, they're, ooh, you can't respond. You killed a little baby. Turned out not to be true, but CNN reported it. And you watch this and you say something, is this really what's going on? Your parents watch it, like, is this really? You say, that's part of the gula. It is. Remember Rabbi Akiva who goes up to Harabaya Shulim Hoichimbo and everybody's crying and he's laughing. And he's laughing, why? Because he says, because that's what the Pasuk says. Shulim Hoichimbo. God's still with us because he promises us what happened and it's happening now. And they say, oh, Akiva Nechaptana, Akiva Nechaptana. What does that mean? Because Rabbi Akiva saw things in a different light. And Dafka during this time of Sviras Omer. Dafka during this time when that's one of the Shilas, right? How can you have during Sviras Omer, Yom Ha'atzmaut? I say Dafka happened during this time in the infinite wisdom of the Ribbono Shalom on Hayyar. Because Hashem said, no, that's the Tikkun, it's the Geula. It's the closest, it's the Amcha, everybody coming out together. I don't have a good answer of why some of the most religious people don't recognize it. Because Geula leads to more Geula. Nisim leads to more Nisim. We have to recognize it. Some of you are here for your year in Israel, and it's also a Nes too, that you're here, that you were able to come here, that you were able to afford it, that your parents were able to... Do you give any Hodah? Did you ever thank anyone? Did you ever write an email to your parents and scare the heck out of them and say, thank you very much for my year in Israel? Like, who is this guy? Did you ever? I know students who send their parents and say, this is my thank you. Dvar Torah every week I'm sending you. Parents are quelling. They love it. A little, not for me. A few weeks from now, your year's over. It's over really now, but there's other time. You know, they let you play around now for a few weeks. You're going to thank your Rebbeim? Going to write them, not me, the real Rebbeim, the ones that get paid. You're going to write them a note. You're going to do something? Nothing. A little safe or something. 50 shekels, you get. Not worth. He taught you every single day. Hours and hours, nothing. Hoda. This Shabbos, I took out my grandfather's, I've told the story many times, but I took out my grandfather's chumash to give a Dvar Torah at the table. And as I opened it up, the first page came, and it said on it, 1939, Warsaw, Poland. And I thought to myself, I don't know the story of this chumash, except that I stole it, and I'm sure my cousins are hopefully not listening to this, because they deserve it just as much as I do, but I'm the one who moved to Eretz Yisrael. I said, in 1939, if I said to my grandfather, who Baruch Hashem left before, right before the Holocaust, and I said, Papa, you know this chumash that you have now? One day, we're going to bring it to Medinas Yisrael, and I'm going to give Divrei Torah from it. So first of all, he would be like, how are you my grandson? No, okay, fine. But I just think it was crazy. Using his chumash of Medina Israel in Ramat Shiloh that wasn't created until 10 years ago, it's hard to fathom. You're living through it, Rabbi Isai. Living through it. How are you talking? How can it be? So that's all we ask you. Arbut Srichim Lahodos, we ask you to please recognize the great miracle of Yom Ha'atzmut, the miracles of being saved, of how rockets can hit and be margish and understand how people feel. That's also part of this. If nothing else, it's a day to stop for a moment and give hodah to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Not superficial and say, check, I did Hallel, check. It's not, do I feel how lucky we are to have this Medina? Are there problems with this? We have, everybody has questions today. Had to cease fire. I don't care. That's not important right now. Just says hallel with a bracha, not a, it's not important right now. Hodos of lahalil. I realize that this is special. I'm living through the Geula, 1967. We have, this is it. These are the birth pangs of Mashiach. Hayel sashachar, as Rav Soloveitchik says. We should all be zeicha to continue to recognize the nisim and the flows that Rabbeinu Shalom give us, so that we'll have many more Nisim Naflores, and with that, the Rabbeinu Shalom will bring back the Geula Shleima, Mashiach Tzidkenu, V'Meher V'Yameinu, Amen V'Yameinu.